You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
And save her, let her believe they get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, lay.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
To our show today. We are so excited that you've joined us, and our guest today is someone who is truly talented and a great asset to our tribal communities. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes, good morning. This is Bryson Goodrunner, also known as White Elk. Good morning to each and every one of you.
We are so thankful you've joined us today. What's on your heart today? What are you passionate about right now?
No, today's beautiful passion is that of living life in such a way that it is different from yesterday and unpredictable as tomorrow, as in not knowing the route I take, but every step I take is just as light as it was before. Knowing the path that was set before me, I continue it walking that way with a nice cup of coffee, of course.
Yeah.
Passion of being creative continuously through art, both performance, visual, and fine arts, because those are the gifts that I was blessed with that I acknowledge each and every day.
I'm really interested in the way that you categorize your art. I'd love for you to share some more about that. Like, you're specifically making categories for the types of art that you do. Can you tell us about those categories?
Yes, there's actually three different categories I put them. Well, two different overall, but three altogether. Within graphic design, there's the Sacred Fire Collection, been going on since 2012, and going strong, mind you, in Indian country, because our flame never goes out. The graphic design pieces emulate the stories of the past that were told around the campfire. And when we would put the sage and the sweetgrass into the campfire, as the story was being told, you would see something in the fire that had to do with the story. So within the Sacred Fire Collection, this imagery of modern-day powwow dancers through a photo augmentation, where it is an actual image of a person made to look like the element of fire, but also carries a story, and now also has movement to it. And then into printmaking, there are two different ones that I currently do it within those. That of the woodland floral on my Chippewa blood. The woodland floral goes from Wisconsin all the way over to the Iroquois in Mohawk country. Woodland is a type of, it's the region itself, the woodland of the trees and the Great Lakes around those areas. The beadwork that is put into these areas all have the same design, the same pattern. The floral designs themselves are within the regions, representing life, and of course that of growth and new beginnings. For each stem, there's a new beginning, as there's a plum, there's a strawberry, there's a blueberry, a chokecherry, a rose, a tulip, anything that grows within the area, not including the animal. Also, simplicity to represent the appliqué work. Because woodland floral also has to do with solid imagery versus detail. And the last one, the beautiful Mikowap collection, as I call it, that of the Mikowap is what we call the teepee in the Hiawak Cree country. It means the home. this collection here represents those of the Hyde paintings of the past. The difference is within the Hyde paintings, they were painted in symmetrical, perfect circles and perfect placements of how the encampment would be set in the land. I, on the other hand, print those teepees in an abstract form to make it a contemporary piece within fine art. So that way, it still has the same story. And each teepee has a specific silhouetted design that represents a ceremony back home. So those are my three categories of the art that I do, explained in as best detail as I can carry.
That's beyond beautiful. And you are so eloquent in explaining it all. What do you hope happens to the audiences that see or experience your art?
As I have done so before with the music, I hope that it reminds them of a time and a place. And it has done this before, specifically within the woodland floral. I'll never forget the day a Chippewa from northern Michigan last month seen a piece that I gifted to her, and it brought tears to her eyes. And she literally said, "This reminds me of home." Moments like that tell me that there is such a gift with music as there is with imagery itself, whether it's hand-drawn or a photo. It takes that person back into a place of where they were raised, or even a place that they come from or even reside in. But it's deep within themselves, not in the physical form of a state or a country, but a place within their own heart, a place where they grew up within their life. It takes back to the memory, and that is where we connect our hearts with our minds to understand when we look at something, it reminds us. And so with the viewers of each piece, even with the fire, I hope that it brings a reminder of who they are and what we represent, whether it's an element or even something that they grew up within themselves, not in the land, within the heart. And I hope each piece reconnects them with that. Because part of it is also identity, to identify who we are. Fire and element is part of indigenous country. The woodland floral is a part of a region, and it centers down into the person itself. I am a woodland tribal member that utilizes the element of fire and floral as one. That is their reminder.
Wow, that is amazing. There's so much in what you just said that can help so many people, but let's start with this. Let's talk about identity. What does identity mean to you as a tribal citizen, as an artist, as a native, however you see it? What does identity mean to you?
Identity means to me, I'll put it with my paternal and maternal side. In the physical form is who I look like. That runs within the knowledge that is within my body that I was born with, that eventually comes to light. And the knowledge being that I am Chippewa, I am Cree, I am Lakota, and I am Dakota. And knowing the history of each one, looking into the education now, natural history, verbal history from family. So I have the identity in the physical form within my bloodline, and then leads to education, which also leads back to the land. Now, where did my people come from? Where did they move to? So when somebody asks me, I can say that I, myself, am a Chippewa member and the seventh descendant of Chief Stonechild, a Sinny Wind from northern Wisconsin, as well as Little Bear of northern Saskatchewan, that being the Chippewa and the Cree, knowing where we come from on the land. So what is planted within us all the way to the history that was before us, to me, is identity. All the natural things to identify who we are today, how they say your photo, where you're from, your name, your tribe. It runs deeper than that, as in my photo is my image. You see it before your eyes. I stand in front of you. What you hear is a human being. You are hearing English, or you're hearing my native tongue, which signifies my tribes, which when you look on the land in front of you is where I come from, the same land that you walk upon as well, but within a different region because of the tribe. I speak of that of the land that I come from on the land that you come from as well, and that is Mother Earth. To me, that is all identity in one.
Oh, my goodness. You are such an articulate orator, and I love the way that you see the world. So how does identity shape your art in all of its forms?
My identity shapes my art by creating an image that you can only imagine within your mind by silhouette. Imagery within the mind that you see something that's familiar, the shape of it. Because all things have shapes. All things come in different sizes. The detail of it is within our own mind. And we connect it to the heart to understand it. I'm looking at a shape of something, but what's the detail? As in, you're looking at an image, what I create. The silhouette of it, within that detail, is something that people connect with. The detail of their own life. And then what it creates for them will show them the type of art that I create. And that is that connection. I see the silhouette as something, but the detail, as you explained, connects to me. And I dug deep enough to look at it and say, you know what? That is me as well. I am indigenous, and I come from that area. Or I have seen this before, and I have met an indigenous person. So to me, allowing the audience to create the detail, it's the detail that they come up with and how I choose for it to be. No different than looking at a shadow. We see the shadow of something. Depending on the angle that we're at, we're able to identify. But in time, when we move around that or we look at it, like a picture in front of you that has a shape, you start to see it and then you start to see the details. And in turn, connects to the person. That is how I see it.
Well said, as always. When we talk about identity and your art in particular, let's talk about art. I mean, in many of our native languages, there is no real word for art, but yet art is everything. So what does art in Native America truly mean?
At least from my perspective, I believe that art, like our language, it's a description that others of not of our people do not understand. And it is so powerful when they see the image and they hear the language to describe something, to describe what we see in front of us, from texture to color to movement. We're describing what we see with using our senses. The sight, the hear, the feel, the touch, the smell, the taste. The description is deep within our language. And to those that don't understand it, allow us to explain it. That itself is art. Some would say it's verbal art, because the way we speak, it can create something. As in, if I say I see something that is brown, vertical with green, and lines streaming off of it into a blue background, they would say that sounds like a tree. But where is that tree? The tree is where you see it. The art is being created on the same area from a different part of the world, but through language, the description comes, and that is how I see it. Watch the balance that it creates. When we say, good example, when we say, speaking of the woodland areas, Minnesota, which is Minnesota, Smoky Waters, the Thousand Lakes within that area, when the sun rises, there's a steam above the water. We're describing what we see in that area. We look at the land, the sun is rising, and then there's something that looks like smoke above the water. Minnesota, Smoky Water. But it's the natural steaming of the water with hot and cold air coming together off of the water. Description is what it is. And connection lies in both the viewer and the holder of the language, and vice versa. Through translation, it helps us understand.
This is tremendous. So let's talk some more about how art and language are intertwined, especially in your work.
Art and language itself together, you know, as I just shared that little bit, it's a way to tell. Here's a good example. When we speak our native tongue, nobody understands. And any other country that speaks their native tongue, even if it's Germany, Japan, China, Turkey, they're speaking their language to tell us something that we're seeing as far as art. And then they translate, hold on, or in how we say Cree, jesqua, paintbrush in our hand. And we go to that canvas, I always think about this, the beauty of it. We go back to the time of when they would draw petroglyphs to what they seen back then, when there was still a language, but it was language on stone or in the dirt. Today, the canvas, a mural, a wall of any sort, the ground still, we are drawing out what we're telling you. As in to say, even for myself to say, I'm starting here, and I have a chalk in my hand, and I'm drawing on the ground my Indian name, a white elk. But for those that cannot say speak English, and they're speaking their language, and they're really trying to explain it, the translation, this is the beauty of it, the translation runs down the vein into the hand to create the movement, and the heart and the mind are creating that balance on what to draw to help what we understand already, to help the other person understand visually. And then they see it, they say, oh, wow, I see a white animal of some sort. And as we speak more about it and we draw more, then they start to see it. And then they say, it's a white, it looked like an elk, but it's white. And we say, true, we acknowledge what they just said. For those that can understand English but don't speak it, he's saying something about a white elk. And then I point at myself and the drawing, signify with the word, Ota, Ota, here, me. Oh, he's saying that has something to do with him. He's saying there's something there with the elk in him, this white elk in him. So eventually would say, is that who you are? Are you white elk? And then a smile comes out to acknowledge, yes. So how I see it is, as we speak, we create for those that don't understand. And it's beautiful because some not knowing it's art. Like a child is trying to draw something, a squiggly line, which eventually leads to something that they first see. And then they draw it again. So we identify to the child. Oh, it's a star. And they say, it's a star as well. A child's language translating to an adult.
Wow, that was incredible. And I'm so thankful that you shared that with us, because everything you just said helps us so much, no matter who we are. We reach listeners in 160 countries, all 50 United States, and everyone has a language. Everyone has art. And the way you just shared it is tremendous. So how can we experience your art? How can we see your pieces? How can we see your art? How can we see and know more about you?
This is the beauty of it now. Through verbal, I give the link to the description of what I talked about, the art. On Facebook, you could find me as Bry Goodrunner. Just the way it sounds, B-R-Y space G-O-O-D-R-U-N-N-E-R. On Instagram, you could find me two different pages, Good Runner Design 2022. You could punch in Good Runner and you'll get all three pages of photography, graphic design, and printmaking in Instagram. And on all three of those, and on Facebook, you will be able to see my printmaking pieces, my fire pieces, my photography, and follow the stories as these pieces are being created. I emphasize within Good Runner Designs because that is the printmaking area, and I share a lot of my step-by-step work into these pieces.
What do you want us to know about you that we might not already know?
Well, you know, I'm a human being that speaks and listens just like the rest of the listeners here. I would like to share that the most common phrase that should be emphasized everywhere, no matter what. I myself, I am a common man with gifts, and I utilize them. And I want to emphasize that to others. Know that everything you discover that is new to you, that's exciting, it is a gift. It is a gift coming out of you. Whether it's walking, talking, or even drawing later in life, speaking, even listening, transcribing, writing anything within symbols, it's a gift coming out of you. I myself am just a common man identifying my gift. I will always say that. Ekcheshe wichasha. Damachota. I am a Dakota man as well, but I am a common man.
Wow. That is amazing. Again, every time we speak, I am so blessed by what you bring to all of us and how transparent you are and willing to share. What is your greatest dream for your art?
This is a beautiful question, and I have the exact answer for not only you, but to all of your listeners. My ultimate goal in life with my art, like many others that have reached the level of international, is to share my story, not any story that's related to any other, but to share my story through my art to other countries by even sending it there myself. Or having the opportunity to send it there. So when I speak of the languages on the other side of the world, they can see the same image and have a connection and see that it comes from indigenous land. I say this in specifically to encourage those that are young, that are middle-aged, or even older. There's no limit to what you can do as far as your story. And your art, because everything you do is a form of art. I do this to encourage you, because the sky is not the limit. There is no limit to what you can do. By me setting this example, sharing my story with my art overseas. And I'm very thankful to say that I've already started that path with the Mikawap collection. And it's beautiful. In time, things slowly come to light. When you want to tell your story to encourage and push others to think outside of the box. Speak to my indigenous people specifically. We think we are in a box called a reservation. Some call it a medicine line. That line is just, it's a mental box. It's a mental line. It doesn't exist when it comes to what you want to do in life. So I take my story to share it with you in my art to say that, think outside the box. Go beyond the reservation. With a good heart and mind connected, you will understand the balance. Because what you feel in your heart helps you understand what you are thinking. And vice versa, what you feel on your heart, your mind will help you understand by telling you what it is.
This conversation is fantastic. And I believe you will do many more great things, and you will succeed in them all. And I deeply thank you for joining us today.
Dr. Don Karima, I thank you and all of your listeners for once again this opportunity of sharing the verbal opportunities and the gift.
And I want to thank you deeply, cousin, from my heart, for all that you have done for me. Appearing on my music and helping me with graphics. And there's just been so many things you have given from your heart to be a blessing to me and to help me along the path that Creator had for me. And I want to thank you. I know you didn't do it for thanks. I know you're modest and humble, but I want to thank you for everything you've ever done for me to be a blessing to me. You didn't have to do it, but you did. and I want everyone everywhere to know I am grateful.
In the words of the Nahuatl, Eximaga hai hai kistamina, I thank you, and to you as well, because it's a small word to cover everything that you have explained. And I'm always glad to help you and everyone else. Because as I said, we are the common man and common woman of this world. All we can do is help.
Wonderful. We're going to break right now. And when we come back, we have a special treat. We're having such an amazing show today. And we'll have more right after these messages.
Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back. What the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drum over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
The COVID-19 vaccines can be our chance to get back to our plans, who we are, what we miss, to get back to each other, to life. But it's okay to have questions, like, how were the vaccines tested? In rigorous clinical trials among adults of diverse backgrounds. Can the vaccines give you COVID-19? You cannot get COVID-19 from a vaccine. Why should I get vaccinated? Protecting yourself also helps protect the people around you. Find the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year, and a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
Meet America's adults over 65. 70% of them have high blood pressure, and nearly 50% of those don't have it under control. Even with Medicare Part D coverage, about 5 million adults aren't taking their blood pressure medicines as directed. So why does that matter? Because high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, and death in the United States. Along with healthy food choices and regular physical activity, blood pressure medicines reduce those risks, but only if prescriptions are filled in the first place. And one in four adults with Medicare Part D skip doses or stop taking their medicines altogether. Some are reluctant to treat a problem that often doesn't have symptoms. Others get confused over when to take which pills, or worry about cost or unwanted side effects. The thing is, heart disease, stroke, and kidney disease don't care about those factors. But you can take action. Ask questions about how to correctly take your medicine and why you need it. Keep track of your blood pressure between medical appointments with a home monitor. Coordinate pill refills for fewer trips to the pharmacy. And reduce confusion by using weekly pill boxes and tracking apps. It's easy to download free tip sheets and tools to help you or your loved ones take their blood pressure medicines on time and in the right amount. To learn more, visit millionhearts.hhs.gov.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and honor.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at commemorativeairforce.org right now.
Silent, it's getting older.
and save her. Let her believe they get on their knees, they pray all, they pray all, and never look back once the war forgave.
Sorrow at dawn and again at dusk grinds our insides, knots our bellies, pangs finger woven from remembering meat. Our cheeks draw close together, water, sour. Some mornings I wake weeping, fold my soul within my hand, press my will into my lips. With each tear I covet the salt of Lot's wife. Half an ounce of joy would buy our lives. We survive on the crumbs others disdain. Pray they are clumsy, leave handfuls behind. What they esteem lightly enlightens our eyes. Nights make us ache for when we had peace, when we were people of plenty, had more than we needed. There were grapes in this land that it took two to carry. Of course, there were not. That was Canaan. We know it. Memory satisfies one kind of hunger.
What a wonderful show we're having today. Such dynamic thoughts and ideas. And we have a guest who is tremendously talented. Welcome to our show. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Hi, I'm Roxanne White. I'm Navo Dine from Raymond, New Mexico.
We are absolutely thrilled to have you here with us today. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the best question I can ask you is, what do you want us to know about you?
Right now, I'm an artist in the making. I am a painter. I do a style called anime mixed with influence of Navajo culture. And so that's what my focus is right now in my art making. So it's been really going well, and it's some tremendous studies over the years I've come across with this talent. And I've been able to kind of explore it more and kind of relate to more youth in that way. So it's been a pretty tremendous experience so far.
Well, that is great. That is terrific. Now, we have friends who listen all over the world. And so when you say anime, what does that mean to you?
So, like, anime for me is more of... So when I was growing up, I grew up with 90s anime such as Sailor Moon, Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh! And kind of all those. And then just coming from that and excelling with it, it was just more of collecting at the time and more of watching late night shows and then buying the movies, buying the mangas, and a continuous collection and over the years. And so it kind of... grew onto me as I got older, and I started sketching more like anime characters, more of the figurative and more portraits, and but with the style of the eyes and style of the cheeks and making them look very cute, but also very influenced with the culture at the same time.
And when someone sees your art or experiences what you do, what do you hope they'll take from it?
I hope I can take them on a journey in that sense, because of what my art does. It's like it's creating an environment of a dreamlike fantasy, and so I try to take them onto this journey of what I envision. Sometimes it's more of or less of we're deep into the woods or beliefs under the sea and having a whole civilization that could possibly be in a dreamlike fantasy, and to but it's also incorporating that culture with it with Navajo influence, was to push the life of a Navajo and the life of a Dene person is to live off the land and to grow at the same time and grow with the and grow with these creatures. And so it's more or less just to open the eyes up and kind of have the feeling of having anime influence with Navajo culture and bringing out the language within it and having to show the a life on a reservation, but in a dreamlike sense. It's just, it's, yeah.
Very creative, truly creative. Now, because we're listening and not looking, it would help us so much if you would tell us where you can find, where we can find your art, how we can see it, and maybe experience some of the things that you're doing.
So right now I have all my my artwork up on a Instagram page, which is Roxy's underscore art, and it's growing as I progress more with it, and I also have a website right now. It's Roxy underscore art at .com. So it's really it's very vibrant, I could say, from what I've seen myself progress to, and it's very bunch of more colors and more detail and more kind of bringing out different aspects of color that you never really don't usually see. And so that's what I kind of tend to do, is just play with color. And so they're, my paintings are very, very vibrant. And but yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. That is marvelous. And I'm so excited to hear about your art. And I want to make sure we talk about you, too, as a whole person. Your art, your life, your heritage, your culture. How does it all connect?
So how it all connects is like, it's more based on me and my family, I would say, because that's how I grew up to be who I am, is to be around my family. Strong and independent women mostly, and so they were kind of my rock. And so I was always kind of independent on my own, but in a sense of where I observed a lot, and I could understand my aunties when they would talk to me in Navajo, and I could understand what they were saying, and I could it would be like I was growing up and then learning who I was as I go, and learning new stuff, learning the different teachings that they tell me and the stories that they tell me. Was really what make me appreciate where I come from. It's because of, you know, there's all kinds of background stories, but I know in sense of like humor and laughter and like struggles and hard times, it was all a combination. So it was like, that's how it ended up to shape me in that sense of putting my art into what my life became into. And so I had to figure out who I was within all of it. And it was interesting kind of just going back, and like every time I go home, I talk to my mom, and we reminisce on old photos, and that became the focus of my last project, was to just focus on my family, because they were the heart and soul of who I am. And so I began to appreciate the more land of where I was, and even though it's very remote and very on a reservation, but it's very there's little things you see here and there that you never noticed when you were a kid. And so always when I go back, I like to appreciate those moments. And so I incorporate those into my artwork and kind of have the same resemblance of putting landscapes and my family, and then throwing my anime style right on top of it. So it's just like it all just combines into one big bowl. But yeah,
this is wonderful to hear and to learn about, and who you are and how your art is influenced, and who influenced you Who were your greatest artistic influences?
I think for me, it was when I was growing up, I did watch like a lot of anime, and so, but it wasn't just the anime that I was intrigued by. It was how my brother and my sister, we were sketch artists, and so we would all sit around each other. We would draw and look off each other's pages, and so they became kind of my main influence to keep drawing and keep going and excel into a painting style. And so, but even though my sister and my brother, they have gone off into their own crafts. My brother beads, and my sister, she makes like fabric purses and stuff like that. But we all continue this style of anime within us, and so it's kind of a bond that we shared. And so they were my influence when I was younger, and then as I got older, I started looking at more artists, such as Aki Kondo, which is the original Pokemon artist. I started looking at manga artists, such as Clamp, who's a combination of five women that created the book. I also look at some of my dear friends that I kind of went to school with, which is Deanna Sazo and Amanda Brasley, and they were they influenced me a lot to kind of just keep going and kind of progress and inspire what my art is and kind of make me kind of open my eyes up. And I had a mentor who was a painter artist as well, who had passed away, but his name was Jeff Calm, and he had influenced me and pushed me a lot to kind of see how I relate to everything and how my art can relate to other people. And so I started seeing more of that and started pushing more for that as I went. And then I started seeing more artists as I go, such as Caravaggio. I used to look at a lot of Caravaggio paintings, even though it was intensely dark, and I used to go and kind of look for the depth in the background. And I also used to look at Kent Monkman's work because of his realism that he has, and the sense of how he pushed his culture into those paintings. And I was very influenced by those as well. And so the list goes on and on, but it's a lot of artists that were I was influenced by, and just to kind of keep pushing and kind of see where I am at with my art and what it means for me and how my viewers to see as well.
That is a great list and a great answer. And I'm really enlightened by what you shared with us. I'd like to give you the mic right now because we have a lot of young people that listen, and some of them are in homeschool, some of them are in college classes, but we have a lot of youth that listen. So will you take a few minutes and talk directly to our youth and encourage them to follow their dreams, please?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm always for the youth, because that's one of my goals right now as an artist, is to create a space, a gallery space, for youth that are, on the reservation and on the in an area where they're not being exposed enough, they're kind of shy underneath. And it's kind of, and that's what I hope to do as I progress with my art, and is to create this space where I can encourage more artists in the making that are upcoming and there to inspire them to not stop, because if you have, even though you have this gift of creating, it never goes away. It's like riding a bike. You learn again, and then you stop in a couple of years, and you learn again. It never goes away. And so that's it's really inspiring just to see youth kind of come up and kind of create a whole new empowerment for everybody. There's new eyes, there's new visions, and so that's why I always encourage young people to keep going, because there's more to see that we don't know as adults get older. We never know what our younger people are seeing. We don't know what they're being educated with and how it affects their lives. And so it's always a refreshment and a revision in that sense to kind of have a newer set of eyes kind of regrow the art world, because every year there's new artists every year, and so it's interesting to see the transition that we go through over the years, and there's things that you never thought you would see until you put them out there. And so that's what I always encourage the youth, and always kind of find out who they are in that sense. Because when I do with my art, I try to influence a lot of youth at back home, and try to have this the Pokemon series and a Sailor Moon series kind of inspire that sense. And at the moment, I'm in the making of a children's book that I am trying to influence more Navajo culture with the language. And so I can hope that I can help give back in that way. And so I can help restore some of the language and help store more of who the Net people are and who I am as well, but just more in sense of who the Net people are. And so I'm always for the youth. Every time I had gone to a workshop with some younger people, it's interesting because you see the people that are really like, they're trying and you're trying, but then you see the shy ones and you're like, no, it's okay. You can be in there in your shy spot, but don't be there too long. And it's interesting to see that they progress as they grow, and as they grow, they're learning and they learn new things every other day. And so it's interesting, and it's encouraging to me as well to know that they want to learn and they want to progress in who they are as well, because they're human beings and they're kids and they're youth. They're almost like this pure sense, and so that's why I always want to and push that for them, is to push who they are through their work. And for myself, I have a 3-year-old daughter, and I see her draw every other day. She likes to draw, and so I always like, yes, go ahead, you can draw, you can do it. And so that's why I always try to encourage her as well as other siblings of mine. So it's a moment where you don't want to lose, because once you feel like you know you can create and know that you're there to create either something for yourself or for others, it's inspiring. It's never the shadow, or it's never underlook in that sense. It's never something that can not be seen, because it's beautiful. It's a accomplishment within yourself, and then you can show that to others, and you can help others educate themselves. And it's art is a really interesting tool. It's this interesting skill as well. It's just because you can do so much with it, and people think that you're not capable of creating this into a career or creating this into something, but art can be excelled, and it can be pushed, and it can be expanded into what it is and what art is. And it's a really tremendous thing, I believe, to see out of young people to keep going. I've seen kids create on their iPads and create digital artwork, and then make those into stickers, and then they sell stickers. And I've seen kids do illustrations, and it's and then they become more out of that. They become more of an illustration for magazines, or illustration for books, or illustration. There's so many things. So I would never discourage you. I would always uplift you if you just to keep going and keep pushing yourself, and to have fun, because it's a ride that you have to hang on to, but it's a very fun guide.
That was just great.
thank you so much for joining us today. What a pleasure to visit with you and hear about your art. And thank you for encouraging others and being a blessing. Thank you for joining us today.
And thank you for having me. It was such a great interview. I love this. Thank you.
Oh, we loved everything you shared with us, and we're grateful for it. And for all of you who listen, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and we'll see you next time.
From the mouth, we eat his goodness. The love we breathe is fulfillment. The cup we drink is forgiveness. The tongue we speak, hopefulness.
I really don't want to see the trail of the tears and the blood of the fear. You come and you feel that. As long as I'm breathing, I'm seeing this evil all around, all along, yeah, long, yeah, we cry out. Trail the tears with too much fear. Lord, can you forgive her? And everything we do, forgive her. And erase the murderous thoughts. And oh, could you please protect and please never neglect, forget that. Yes, heaven is my destiny, right where the Lord always my mission. All my natives all the way at the bottom, and you can't find a way back up. Gotta get up, move all the way up and die. Stay prayed up and prayed up some more on a holy red road. Singing our show, murder gonna end no more. With the voices in the head of the Lord and my soul, can I come home? Come sweet Lord, dear Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh Lord, with your love I can feel your heart in me. Oh yeah, when we really need to breathe in the air that you give. You are my protector here in this world of danger. Now all my people come together from the days of old. With the warning of elders, they were set to help us like angels direct us. Yeah, I know everybody ain't perfect, cause we still are still sinning and living and knowing and never repenting. Everywhere in the city they live in, listening to what I pray within, pray within. From the mouth you eat and the love we breathe and the cup we drink and the tongue we speak and you see them die. So tell me why won't you come and breathe in? Come and save her. Better believe it. Get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. Wanna turn right, but you turn all the way left. Come and save her. Better believe it. Get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you. Come and save her. Better believe it. Get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.